Welcome to Context Combos and Cocktails. Please make sure that you take a moment to publicly share this live on your personal page. Unfortunately, we don't have Christina with us today. Christina, we miss you so much.
We miss you.
Christina. But that's okay, because look what we have. Kelly and Anthony, oh my God, they come with such a wealth of knowledge. I'm so excited. I can't wait to hear what they have to say. Today, y'all, we decided to do, for our drinks, you know, of course, normally, hey, Christina, hey, Natty Faye. I like that name. Hey, honey. Who is it?
Natty Faye.
That's your mom?
Yeah.
Oh, hi. Well, come on in, mama.
Hello.
Yes. Come on in and have a seat. Listen, honey, we've been waiting on you. We was waiting for you. Yes, ma'am. Hello. All right. So, Christina's in the comment section. Oh, Christina, we definitely miss you. So today, y'all, we decided to do mimosa floats. I am not a Christina. So all I can tell you is one of the sparkling champagnes. We're using sparkling wine, excuse me. One of them is pink, and the other one was...
It was clear.
All right.
Yeah.
And then our flavors that everyone got to choose from was cream pineapple, pomegranate, pineapple, regular pineapple, or
turn this around so I can.
Peach. Oh, peach. Right. And so everybody chose their own flavor. So Nikki, what'd you choose?
I got pomegranate. I have cream pineapple, and I have peach.
Okay. I got peach, pineapple, and the cream pineapple as well.
Pomegranate, peach, and cream pineapple.
Yeah.
Cream pineapple, peach, and I forgot the last one. It tastes good, though. It does.
Okay, so I'm so excited to taste these, y'all. They look so good.
Well, all right. They taste good, too.
And then we have... chicken wings, not sponsored by Walmart, from the deli. But they're yummy.
They are.
Okay, so y'all, give us a quick introduction of who you are. Welcome.
Hey, everybody. I'm Kelly, or Raquel, whichever you prefer. I am the creator of Combos with Kelly, another podcast that they... are really great at keeping me accountable for.
Yes.
And I am into media and multimedia storytelling. I'm so happy to be on this show with two amazing people.
Thank you.
Yes.
So, I'm Anthony. I'm Combo with Kelly's tag along. you know, just give my take on whatever we talk about. So it's going to be great and fun. And, yeah.
Yes.
Awesome. Christina said no, y'all didn't do flights. I demand that next time we get together.
I'm sorry, Christina, that's all I could think of.
You got it.
You know how to drink, girl. Okay. Hey, I'm Bonita.
Hey, Auntie.
Come on in. Y'all, once you get in, please take a moment, share it publicly on your personal page so that your friends and family can come on in. Drop us in folks' inboxes. Send us out in a text message, whatever y'all need to do. Let them know that context, combos, and cocktails are live.
Yes, we are.
And we are here, baby, and we are ready. So listen, we decided today that we are going to do a fishbowl.
Yes, I am so scared.
As you should be.
Okay.
As you should be. There are various topics in here, y'all, from very serious topics to... some topics. So,
I don't know what kind of topics
that
was.
May the odds ever be in your favor. Now, when we pull, everybody has to answer. So don't feel like you're the only person pressured to answer what's on here. Everybody. And these are conversation starters. So, you know, if it goes a little deeper, that's fine. And if it don't, we can move on to the next one. All right. All right. So since our guests are here, we are going to let them pull first.
Yes.
Yes, Christina, the bowl. And also, hey, Siobhana. Also, y'all, listen. The bowl is Christina's idea.
Yes, it is. It's Christina's idea.
We have been trying to get this fish bowl together for I don't know how long. But Christina, you see it's only a couple little things in here, right? So we're going to continue to fill the bowl as people send in their ideas. I know you have a ton to fill the bowl with. Mm-hmm. We're going to ask them, our guests, to leave some in the bowl before they leave. And so we're going to continue to fill this bowl until it's thick. But yes, the fish bowl. It's the fish bowl.
All right. Ooh, okay.
Oh, it's a paragraph.
Godparents. Do godparents have a moral obligation to their godchildren, even in adulthood? Things to consider. One, adult children don't have a good or strong relationship with their parents. Or two, should the adult child seek to replace the godparents once and if they abandon their obligation of care? I'm going to say absolutely.
Okay.
You sign up for that when you accept being a godparent, and so that's a lifelong commitment. And so...
Just keep going.
Yeah, so regardless of if they have a close relationship, if the parent passes away, I would expect them to pop in at any time.
Mm-hmm.
And do what needs to be done no matter the age.
Okay. Now, so here's my question for you. Normally, the godparents, right, mm-hmm. are put in place by the parents,
mm-hmm.
right? And so the child doesn't have a strong relationship with the parents.
Mm-hmm.
Who should the godparent's loyalty be to? Is it to the child? Well, the adult child now. Or is it to the parents that's, you know, who their best friend, the person who made them their child's godparent?
I'm going to say to the child. And I think I come from it from my perspective where I've had, like, people who were close with my paternal father.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just kind of like, well, you need to be close with me or make sure that I'm straight. I'm the child.
Right.
Mm-hmm. If I'm an adult, I'm still the child.
Yeah.
And so I think that the same thing would apply, and I would expect you to honor that.
Okay.
And meet that child where they're at.
Mm.
I don't think I've had... I mean, my godmother... I don't have a godfather, but my godmother is my aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So she's basically just been my aunt, you know, my whole life. So I really don't, like, I know the meaning of godparents, but I really haven't had any, like, thoughts or experiences as far as a godparent goes. But I do feel like a godparent should definitely take that role serious, because it is definitely, like, important. It's not just getting birthday gifts and mm-hmm. and walking around saying, this is my goddaughter, this is my goddaughter. You
mm-hmm.
know, it's more than that.
Right, it's more than that.
It's more than that. And, like, you're committing to a parental role,
mm-hmm.
and you're a significant part of that village. So I do definitely think that they should take that role very serious.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Anthony, what you got?
I didn't really grow up with godparents. I don't necessarily think I have a godmother or a godfather or anything like that. I do have a goddaughter. I definitely could do more. I was put in that position when I was 18 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, at times I do what I can. You know, I go when I'm in town in New York, being that I don't have any family here. My whole family is in New York. When I am there, I'm happy to see them. I can, you know, talk to them, give them love and all of those things. But I just kind of take, like, an uncle role, kind of, when it comes to things like that. You
mm-hmm.
know, with my friends who have children and things of that nature. It's just like, yeah, cool. Uncle Ant's here. Let's have some fun. Let's do something. If you do need to talk, let's talk. Going back to what you said as far as, you know, the loyalty.
Mm-hmm.
I agree with Kelly. I feel like it should be to the child, because you were put in that position to be that person for the child.
Right.
To be there for
right.
the child when the parents aren't there. To just be, like, that second parent, third parent, actually, sometimes
yeah.
second, but, you know, just be in that position to be able to take care of your people.
Right. So I will say, in my experience, and I want to say thank you to Portia Cameron. This was a post that she put on Facebook, and she gave me the permission to use her post So I kind of reworded it a little bit. So Portia, when you see this, thank you so much for allowing us to use your Facebook post and chime in on it live. So, and also before I move forward, I want to read Anthony's mom's. She said the purpose, the loyalty should be to the child. Mm-hmm. The purpose of developing that relationship is to provide the child with additional support. Traditional in the event of death, mm-hmm. but in life is crucial as well. Mm-hmm. And then your mom said, you don't. You ain't got no grandparents. I mean, not grandparents, godparents. Okay. So I am going to say hi. Hi, Isaiah. Welcome.
Hey.
I am going to say that the strangest thing happened. Mm-hmm. I did have a godmother who I guess she was my godmother from birth. She and my mom became best friends when my mom was like 18 years old. And shortly after she got pregnant with me, or around that same time, and they became best friends. And I used to spend summers in the States, in the city where my godmother was. And so I would, you know, spend a night at her house, sometimes spend a whole weekend. I was a part of her family, you know, when her nieces would come up, they knew who I was, her moms, her aunts, everybody. Like, I was just a part of their family. However, when I had a child, which everybody knows that I was a teen mom. When I had a child, I don't ever remember her, like, seeing my daughter or, like, coming to visit my daughter or, like, being that resource for me. Like, I don't ever remember that. And so I can honestly say that once I had a child and it was like out of wedlock and my godmother was like super religious, like just a bunch. Once I had my own child, it's like she kind of like jumped ship. And I just never heard from her again. Once I did hear from her, I really didn't hear from her. I heard through my mom, she was getting married, you know? And I was like, and I'm not in the wedding?
Right.
And my kid isn't the flower girl? Like, right. What do you mean? My godmom is getting married and y'all are going. And I'm not like, are you in the wedding? Like, am I not invited? And so, and I wasn't. Like, I just was not invited at all. And so I really felt like her loyalty was not to me, but it was to
your mom,
my parents.
Yeah, okay.
And so that stuck with me for a long time. And even when she passed away, I think I was like one of the last to know that she passed away. And my mom said, "Oh yeah, we're going to the funeral." I didn't even go to that because I found out like at the very last minute. And so for me, like, oh, a godparent, what is that? You know? Mm-hmm. But I also have a godson who he's also my cousin, right? So we have this relationship or whatever. But, and I don't check in on him constantly, but he also knows that his mom knows if he needs anything, and his dad knows too. If he needs anything, they can tap in with me. At any point in his life, they know that they can tap in with me. And we will dial right in.
Yeah.
With whatever it is that he needs, you know. But they haven't. And the relationship is a little strained there. So my loyalty, of course, is always to him. Always. And he knows that.
Yeah.
But I guess I don't reach out and just offer my services, I guess. If he needs me, I'm here.
Where do you think that stems from, of not reaching out to offer services?
Hey, Brandy.
Right,
hey, Brandon.
Right.
Hey, Miss Faye. Hey, Tamika.
That was a good question.
Okay, what did you say?
Where do you think that stems from, if you just only offer services but not like
being as
right? And I think it stems from me. Not really having a close relationship with my godmother. And then, like, as I think back, when I was a kid, I was the one always initiating, oh, can I spend the weekend at Val's? Can I spend the night at Val's? Can I go to Val's house? Oh, I want to go to church at Val. Can I be with Val? Can I be with Val? Can I be with Val? And I think it was to help get myself out of the situation that I was in. also, but also, like, I really loved her. Like, I loved being around her. Like, she was hilarious. She was so funny. All the kids, she was, like, the youth minister at her church and the choir director at her church. And all the kids just loved her. And I was able to say, like, oh, this is my godparent. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, y'all just go to church with her, but that's my godmama, you know? And, yeah, so I think maybe not realizing as a child that I was always the one doing the reaching, but then growing up as an adult and realizing that, oh, I was always the one doing the reaching. So I guess I don't really know. I was never modeled, like, what does it look like to be a godparent? Because my mom doesn't have god kids. My dad doesn't have god kids. Like, there's nobody that we call our god sisters or our god brothers or grew up in any type of village like that.
Yeah.
You know, we don't have that experience. So all I have is what I was shown, which is when they need you, show up. And if they don't need you, mind your business. You know?
I think we talk a lot about, like, generational curses, but also we don't talk enough about, like, and maybe I'm just making this up as I go.
No,
but make, like, it up.
Generational habits, right?
No, that is a thing.
That is,
like,
a thing.
You, in a way, broke that by saying, like, hey, I'm reaching out. You said to Aunt Van or Aunt Val?
Aunt Val.
And so, like, you're making that effort, and she accepted it, but there may have come a time where she may have had expectations for you, and when you were around 18, you didn't meet those expectations, and generationally, you shun that person away that's made that decision versus embracing them. And so maybe her form of, like, tough love or, like, shunning, that was a habit, that was something that had been happening in our that has happened in our culture for a very long time.
Mm-hmm.
And so it would have taken her breaking that. She'd be like, no, that's my baby, and this is my God grandbaby, you know?
Yeah.
And breaking that cycle that we go through in the Black community, in my opinion.
Yeah.
And so now that we know that it was a habit with her, you still have that time to, like, go back and build that connection with your godson.
Right.
You know, like, we learn.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And sadly, we learn through, like, the habits that are the generations before us had to teach us.
Yeah. Yes. And I'm going to piggyback off that, like, as far as being taught, because I'm going to say that I was asked to be someone's godmother.
Mm-hmm.
Back when I think it was, like, I was still a teenager. Like, I think I was just graduating high school, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just like, heck yeah, I'll be your baby's godmother. You know what I'm saying? But I think I didn't realize the responsibility or what it was, like I said earlier, it's that, oh, this is my goddaughter. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So I wasn't mature, and I hadn't gotten, you know, where I needed to be in my life.
Mm-hmm.
So if I had it to do all over again, I would say, well, I'm not mature enough to be your child's godmother. You know, I would take that into, like, I'm not mature enough for that.
Mm-hmm.
Can I ask a question?
Mm-hmm.
Are you friends with that person now?
Exactly. No. Ding, I mean, ding, ding, ding. Yeah, no. So we were really good friends back then, mm-hmm. but we, like, did this.
Yeah.
You know, and so and her daughter is a grown woman now.
Yeah.
And she probably don't even remember me, mm-hmm. or anything like that. And I'm supposed to be her godmother. But it's like, you know, I feel like if I was asked to be somebody's godmother now, I know exactly what that job entails. Mm-hmm. I'm in a position financially and mentally and spiritually to be someone's godmother at this point in my life. But
right.
Like, back then, heck no. You know, I wasn't. Right. And for me to agree to that, I think that did a disservice to her.
Now I have a question. Follow up.
Okay, come on, follow up. Come on.
So what happens if you are cool with somebody, you're tight with them, but maybe they just have, you know, different lifestyle, you know. Mm-hmm. Like, you're my friend, we're close, but sometimes I got to side-eye you.
Yeah.
What do they ask for you to be their child's godparent? Like, maybe, like, you're friends with them, but maybe there's not longevity that you can't foresee. How do you handle that?
That is a good question.
Mm-hmm.
That is a good question.
And I say that because I've heard of people, like, having bridesmaids and all this, or wanting a bridesmaid, and the bridesmaid's like, nah. And that was because they saw something that they didn't want to, at that moment, indulge into, but they were like, nah.
Well, because if you are someone's godparent, you also, just like a regular parent, you have to have at least a some type of decent relationship with the parent.
Yeah.
To, because you're basically also co-parenting, and you're agreeing to, if any event happens to where there would be no one that can take the child, if any event happens to you, you're taking that child.
Yeah.
So you have to have some type of trust and you know, some type of relationship that is decent with the child's parent to be able to, you know, accept that role. So I don't know. I would have to think about that one if I have to side-eye.
Christina said, I learned it was a responsibility when they said I was an emergency contact at school. Like, whoa. Yeah. Well, I got to get off work and go pick up your kid. Okay. This is real. This is real. This is real. Okay. Okay. You said they call me auntie. Okay. All right. All right. And then Shavana says that I was asked to be a godmother several times and I had to decline. She did not want that responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
And so the question is, to move like further, deeper into the question, in adulthood, are godparents still responsible to be there for the adult? Like, no, I don't expect my parents.
Oh, for the adult. Okay.
Yeah, for the adult child. So, no, I don't expect my parents to, like, pay my light bill or da-da-da-da-da. But if I, you know, and I'm just using this as an example, but if I fell on hard times and I text my mom, I'm like, oh, mom, I need $30. Can you run me $30 till I get paid? Mm-hmm. You know, my mom is going to do that. Mm-hmm. If I say, dad, I need, can you pick me up from work tonight at 11 o'clock? You know? So if I have godparents and I don't have a good relationship with my parents, are my godparents obligated to still be there for me as an adult? Or are they like, well, you need to catch an Uber, baby. I'm in the bed asleep. Like,
I was just going to say, like, it just depends on what type of relationship that actually is. Have you built up that relationship, or is it like a call out of the blue? Like,
right.
Is it literally like, oh, you at my house every night? Like, you know, we chat, we talk, we have that this relationship where you can call me and ask me, hey, I need such and such, or I need you to pick me up, or I need this, and it's just like, me being the person that I am, god kid, little cousin, best friend's niece, whatever it is, I mean, I'm not going to leave you here.
Right.
I might be mad about it if it's like 11 o'clock and I'm chilling.
Right.
But
as a parent,
I'm
should
not
be.
I'm going to leave you hanging.
Yeah.
Because like, my mom won't leave me hanging.
Exactly.
Like, my aunts won't leave me hanging. Like, things like that. So it's just, I feel like I would do it for any kid. But it's just one of those things. Like, I didn't fully understand what a godparent was until I was older. And it's already, they're seven. And it's like, oh, okay. Like, maybe I need to do a little bit more. And now I'm gonna be honest with you, I'm still guilty. I still was just like, I'm like you. It's like, if you need me, call me. Otherwise, okay. All right.
Mm-hmm.
You got it. I wish you the best, but if you need anything, I'm always available for you. And I want to make that known, and I'm gonna do better about that after having this conversation.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's awesome.
That's good.
That's awesome.
I would like to add,
Stephanie says, I'm sorry, perfectly said, Anthony.
Yeah.
And also, Anthony, I wanted to also give you a shout out because your cousin, Brandy, is on here and she said, this family, hey, Anthony, this my cousin. You better shout out your cousin. Okay, you better shout out your cousin.
I also think that we have to be realistic with the expectations that we have on them. Some people are just not that. Like my mom, she is the best mom on this earth. But I can fight any of you, I'm telling you. Like, she's just dope.
Yeah.
But I can't call her at 12 o'clock and ask her for a ride because I know who she is as a person. She
right.
was knocked out 6 hours
ago. Okay.
And so I think we have to also make sure that as adults, when you have got parents, that we're being responsible enough to use all of our resources before we do inconvenience somebody who is older than us.
That is true.
Right. So,
Yeah,
because if you're an adult, then your godparents are adults.
Adults.
Yeah,
right?
And I'm just going to plainly say that, yes, if you sign up to be a godparent, you sign up for life.
Yeah.
And you're the parents of your children, and you're the parents of godchildren, however many you decide to have. And as adult children who have godparents, or godparents of adult children, I think they are definitely, you know, fully responsible. And if anything still happens to their parents as older people, I think that they should take a role as being a parent to that older child. Because it's just not a responsibility as them growing up. You're their village. So right. that's just what it is. You signed on, and you know, in some religions you did it under God. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And you did it at the christening or the dedication and all that stuff, and you were quote unquote sworn in. You know? So you're in it to win it, you know, forever. So that's it. Yeah.
Right. I can say that I was going to this church and I had connected with this couple who I adored tremendously. Like, I adored this couple, and I asked them, I was getting Elijah dedicated, and I asked them to be his godparents. I felt like the husband would be a really good role model for my son because Elijah's dad just was not in the picture. Mm-hmm. Then I felt like, excuse me, y'all, I felt like the wife would just be like a really good mentor for me. She was a few years older than me, you know, so I just really love this couple. And our church went on a retreat. They didn't go, and I asked them to keep my son for me while we went on this retreat, right? The moment, like, my son had a slight fever when I left. I'm all the way, like, on this island somewhere at this church retreat, and they're calling me, like, hey, he's got a fever. You need to come get him. But I can't. I didn't drive. Like, I'm with a group of other people. Like, I can't just be like, hey, somebody, stop what you're doing and drive me back. Like, you're the godparents. Like, give him some Tylenol, give him some Motrin. If it gets too bad, he has insurance. Take him to the emergency room. And it's like, as long as everything was good and copacetic and we have a well child and everything's good, then okay, we'll watch him. But the moment something went wrong, they were ready to, like, throw their hands up. Mm-hmm. And for me, that put, like, a really bad, like, godparent taste in my mouth. Like, what if I was dead? What would you do if my son had a fever?
Yeah.
You know, what would you do?
Go on.
I have some pushback.
Go ahead.
I am, and this comes from, like, my 8 years being a teacher for people who are logging on. I was a teacher for 8 years. That's somebody's baby.
Right.
And so it's like, yes, I can be responsible for y'all. Hey, brain break, everybody, let's learn something. Let's go outside. But then when you get sick, I'm going to need your parents to come and pick you up. Because I want to have no parts in, like, doing something wrong or not being able to assist you the way that you need to be assisted, the way that mommy knows how to, you know, help you. And then I'm sitting here like, oh, the child's in a coma now because the fever turns into, I don't ever want that. And so I could see them being like, look, I need you to come handle this the way you know how, because I don't want this baby to get worse.
Right.
But then I also feel like
I had no way to. How was I supposed to?
Yeah.
So, like, what would you do? Put him in the car and take him to the ED. Come to find out he had a small ear infection, mm-hmm. and he needed some Tylenol, some Motrin, and an antibiotic. Well, if they had just took him to the ED, let them check his ear, they would have told them that he has insurance. I left all of his stuff with them, so okay. They wouldn't have had to pay for anything. Mm-hmm. Go to the CVS, pick up his stuff, and give it to him, you know? Because
they had children?
No, they didn't have any children. But common sense would say, don't let a child sit and suffer. Because
maybe
this ain't our baby. We don't know what to do. Well, if I died on this trip, this is your baby. Because you signed up to be his godparents.
That is true.
So, while you're in this role, what do you think you should do?
Common sense not common, though.
Yeah, I was going to say. I said maybe. It's common sense, common. Maybe.
And for me, I felt like, you know, so y'all sit here and let my son, like, have a fever and an ear infection while y'all had an attitude with me, because I couldn't come back. Like, I didn't take myself there, and I couldn't just get in the car and drive myself back.
Yeah.
And I got back as soon as I, like, possibly could, called and checked in on him and everything. But y'all sat and let him have an ear infection, and y'all let him have a fever.
They were wrong for that.
And didn't even try to take him to the ED. Like,
yeah.
Like, you're babysitting him. It's not like CPS is going to step in and be like, excuse me, folks, why do you have this baby? And why does he have an ear infection? And no, they're going to be like, okay, you guys did the right thing. This is all he needs. Da-da-da-da. And it would have been fine, you know.
But I'm not saying that they were, like, you know, sidebar. I'm not saying, like, yeah, just run them all to mom. But, like,
right.
If anything, I think I would have taken them to the emergency room before contacting you, just because I would have been so nervous.
Me, I definitely would have.
His nose is just running, man. Calm down. Okay, just making sure. So, but, yeah, they were wrong. And I think, like, they just didn't lead to any, like, you know, bigger things anyway. So, it's just, like, they really could have had a child's safety, you know, and well-being and future in their hands with that.
So there's a few comments I wanted to
highlight.
Portia, whose topic we are speaking on today. Hi, Portia. She said, "I think that as an adult, most often need more." I think that as an adult, most often you need more of the guidance and someone to talk to from the godparents. Stephanie Williams said, "I don't know if it's because I'm a mom, but I jump into protect and take care of it mode immediately. How child or not, you know, who's child or not."
Right.
And you're a great godmom for that, because that's what I was going to say. Miss Faye. Hey, Miss Faye. As for a young baby that you are godparents to, you better think twice about what you're getting yourself into. Exactly. And that reiterates what I was going to say as well. Kay Nicole said, maybe we have to be better at who we choose for these roles. So to avoid this situation, can't assume they were equipped.
Absolutely correct on that. And I'm with you on that 100%. But at the same time, at the same time, I was a young mom, you know? And so I'm thinking, oh, this couple, you know, they look stable. They look like they're going to be great. And they were a couple from my church. But you are absolutely right. I think I should have done a little more digging, or maybe found a couple that was maybe older or more stable or already had kids and would know what to do. So you are absolutely right on that. I agree 100% with you, Miss K. Nicole.
Yep,
absolutely.
And Natty Faye, is that how you say her name? Okay. Miss Faye, can I call her Miss Faye? Okay. Miss Faye says, may need to rethink that choice in godparents. Sometimes things happen for a reason.
That's right.
And I agree with that. Because I was going to say, I don't really feel like a call should have been made to you to tell you, to inform you.
Right.
Not to, you know, make you panic to hurry up and come and get your baby. I think as a godparent, you know, you make that call and say, hey, you know, who was it, Elijah? Elijah has a fever. I took him to the emergency room because it wasn't going down. I gave him some Tylenol, and it came right back. So I took him to the emergency room. He got an ear infection, and boom, we're good. That should have been the call, not, you know, what you actually got. And I feel like as a godparent, because that's the type of stuff you sign up for.
Right.
Yeah. So
I felt like that as well, but you know, and so because of that, you know, we fell out, and it was a whole thing, like, and it wasn't like, oh, we weren't there for you, or we didn't do our part. It was more like, can y'all believe she left her sick baby with us? Like, he wasn't sick when I left y'all. I promise, y'all don't know what type of psycho mama I am. I would have never
left
somebody.
She is. She definitely is.
Right.
Right.
Like, I wonder if they thought, like, oh, I already knew he was sick, but I'm just trying to run it. And I wasn't even trying to run the streets. I'm going to a church retreat.
Right.
Okay. But, yeah, that's neither here nor there. All right, who's ready to pull from the next bowl? Portia, I hope we
thank you so much for that topic. That was very, very...
I hope we did your topic some justice, girl.
That was awesome.
I think we had some stuff we needed to get off our chest.
I think so.
All right, who pulling next? The guest? Anthony?
Anthony, yes. Anthony got the audience here today.
I know it. I need to say that's exactly what you should do, Nikki.
Thank you.
This or that playlist or podcast?
Okay.
So this or that. Do you have a play? Like, do you listen to pet playlists, or are you into podcasts?
Oh, well, equal. I mean, I'm mostly podcasts because of her. I'm not gonna even hold you. She got me listening to these true crime podcasts.
Oh my God! Come on!
It's literally that. It's literally every day.
Agreed.
Like, did you listen to Sisters Who Kill? Yes, I did. I was listening to it while I was at work.
Yes.
So that's definitely where I'm at with it. Playlist. I literally just pick a playlist and I just let it just lead me down the way. Not just okay. I like this song. I'm gonna add this song to my library. I'll add this song. And then I just go from there. I first find myself skipping slow.
Okay. I'll go. So as far as playlist versus podcast, I think being a truck driver, I'm always on. So it's a variety of things, but mostly I'm just now getting into a lot of podcasts. Mm-hmm. I'm an audiobook type person.
Audiobook.
Yeah. So I've listened to hundreds of audiobooks, okay. Especially since I became a truck driver. And so I enjoy, you know, different genres of books, mystery, romance, true crime, stuff like that. But I am definitely, since we've started doing this, I've definitely tried to get into a lot of podcasts, mainly to see, you know, how we should be scripted, how we, you know, how to run our podcast. But and it's become interesting. Like, just like Anthony just said, she has got me into a bunch of true crime. crime junkies are our thing.
Okay.
Shout out to Crime Junkies.
What's up?
Yes, Miss Faye. Yes. There's two Miss Fays in here. Miss Natty Faye.
Okay.
Miss Faye, our Miss Faye is in here as well. Miss Natty Faye, yes. Audible. I will not get rid of that subscription when I'm going through all of my things I need to get rid of that we're paying for. Audible is never going to be one of them. Mm-hmm.
To share that subscription. She would pick a book, and then I would pick a book, and then she would pick a book. And then she just started picking books. And I was like, you know what? Let me move over to the podcast.
Sorry. I'm the truck driver.
Right.
Okay. So I'm going to tell y'all, I love podcasts. I'm not a playlist person. One, because I don't think that I really know how to create a playlist. Judge somebody else, not me. I don't know how to really create one. And I've been kid from the 80s and the 90s. So I need to be able to buy an album, hit play, and be able to jam that thing from one to the end. Like Jazz and Sullivan Hotels. Like, I need to be able to know every single song. And just hit play and go on the whole album. Like, that's me. But podcast is my thing. Like, I am a crime junkie.
She is.
I watch it on TV.
Yes.
I sleep to it.
Yes.
I watch Dateline.
Oh, my God.
I love crime podcasts. Like, anything about real-life murders, which is crazy. Because I'm so scared of being murdered. Like, please don't kill me. But I love to hear about it and, like, how they figured it out and the DNA and do they really know? And, oh, is the person still here? And, oh, my God, my neighbor looks like the person they was talking about, even though I didn't see any pictures. But you look like what they said you supposed to look like. And, like, it's just crazy. I love podcasts, but I also listen to Two Studs in a Pod, which is two studs that have... Look, I pointed to two studs that have a podcast out of Atlanta, and I really love theirs. Taranza Graves has a podcast. I really love hers. And Cherish. Nikki P has a podcast.
I don't know what it's called, but yeah.
I do know what it's called. But Nikki P has a podcast, and I really love hers too. But anyway, those are my favorite podcasts that
Kristen said. I like too. I can solve a murder,
honey. I can solve a murder, child. let me tell you something.
So two things they say that women have obsessions with, like true crime. It's like a cautionary tale for us, and so we're like using this as research for us to make sure it doesn't happen to us. And so we are not alone.
That makes sense.
With, like, being obsessed with, like, true crime, it's like in most of our DNA.
I'm like in the Facebook group. I mean, two different.
Oh my God!
I
did not know that.
Right? Like, I make T-shirts and the tumblers and all that stuff. I'm also in a true crime crafters group where they craft true crime murder stuff.
Yes.
What?
Judge somebody else.
I like to point out she had a murder mystery night at her house.
Oh yeah,
okay. It was like super.
Yeah, lit. That was pretty dope.
Yes. Okay. And so, well, one, I want to shout y'all out because a lot of people when they have podcasts, they never want to shout out other podcasts. So the fact that y'all didn't gatekeep and y'all legit said names like check this one out, or I like this one, I like that. Shout out to y'all. I'm a podcast person. And it started before I started making my podcast, but even more when I started, because I'm like, how, like, just like you said, Nikki, like, how are they setting this up? How are they flowing? Like, how are they setting it up to get ads one day? Mm-hmm. And once that became I started listening to them, it became habit.
Yeah.
And then it's like, oh, Sister Who Kills, or Sisters Who Kill comes out on Fridays.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Friday morning.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then Morbid comes on Tuesdays, or, you know, whatever, or I've Had It comes on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Okay, so they became a part of your routine, and then it just becomes like habit. So
yeah.
I love podcasts.
I'm sitting here realizing I listen to so many podcasts, that's crazy. I listen to podcasts for everything. Basketball.
Yeah.
Sports, everything. Like,
yeah.
Just listening to Kim and Mace podcast, mm-hmm. and it's just everything I watch is a podcast.
Yeah. You don't really realize how many podcasts there are. And to do another plug for a podcast, there's a podcast coming on Facebook Live today at 5 p.m., like right after we get off. It's called Conversations That Matter. It's three men, like me, Christina, and Nikki. It's three women. It's three guys, and they have a setup, and they talk about conversations that matter as well. I can't remember what their topic is going to be today, but it was really good.
I don't remember.
Oh, it was like the girl code versus the guy code or whatever. So if y'all have time today, please tune in to Conversations That Matter today at 5 o'clock, because that one is going to be dope as well. Like, shout out to them.
Definitely. And hopefully our podcast will be routine for someone in the near future.
Yeah. So. And even if it's not, you know what I say, 2, 20, 200, or 2,000, baby, we still gonna show up.
Doggone
because
right.
This podcast is for us.
Mm-hmm.
It is for us.
Mm-hmm.
It is for everybody that sits down at this table and eats a chicken wing and has a drink and releases whatever it is that they need to release out into the atmosphere. And then whatever comes after that, just comes after that.
Yeah.
You know? This is for a purpose. This ain't about all that other stuff. So whether we have two viewers or 200, if you take something away from it, thank you.
Absolutely.
And if you don't, that's all right. Because this is the table, honey. Mm-hmm. This is for us. Ooh, the table.
The table.
Okay.
We are the podcast, baby.
Okay. We are the podcast.
Who's our initials?
Whose turn is it?
Okay. I think I'm going to go.
Okay.
Yeah. Ready?
Yeah.
All right.
What you got?
Okay,
I haven't seen any of these, so I want to let y'all know.
Yeah, Nikki. Yeah, just me. I was over there like,
I am coming straight off the dome.
Okay, how comfortable are you with making friends as an adult?
Oh, wow.
I hate it so much.
Oh, oh my God. We finally got a man to chime in on this too. Yes.
I hate it so much.
Go further. I need to know.
I didn't like it as a kid.
Yeah.
But I don't like it as an adult. It just seems so forced. It's just like, it has to happen naturally.
Mm.
It's like, once I got my group of friends, bro, we good. Like,
yeah.
You know, outsiders, bro. Stay over here. Like,
but what happened when you let an outsider in?
Bro, Snoop is my guy, bro. What are you doing? It took like 2 seconds. That's my, if it don't happen in 2 seconds, it ain't supposed to happen though. Like,
so what
that's the truth. That's
okay,
real.
So you're saying in 2 seconds. What do you, what do you need to happen in 2 seconds? Ready, set, you just met me. I have to do a certain smile. I
got to
do like a, you
it's
know,
just
like,
a vibe. It's just a vibe. It's
like,
a vibe.
With you, let me tell you, with you, I was walking down the hall, and I was like, it's a black girl.
It's another black girl.
And I don't know if y'all are in those type of workspaces where when you just, Lord, when you see somebody that look like you, and you just be like, it's a black girl. Hey, black girl. So I had to walk real fast past the conference room like I ain't see her. Hey, black girl. And then I walked back. She was still sitting there. It wasn't my imagination. Lord, it's another black girl. Thank you. So then, you know, my sister worked with us, right? And I was like, hey, did you see the new black girl? She's got dreads. My sister's like, oh, there's a black girl with dreads? What department? I was like, I think she's foster care. I was like, yeah, I'm gonna make the friend. My sister's like, yeah, do it, make the friend, do it. I'm like, I'm gonna do it. So then I let some time go by, came by another day, she was in there on her little laptop, and I walked in. I was like, hi, how are you? She was like, hey, I'm Raquel. I'm like, oh, okay, Raquel. And then was just it.
Minute did happen organically. Then it really was like, did. Hey, yeah. You want to come here? And then I think me actually saying yes versus, like, you know, being in the habit of being like, oh, no. And then it, like, became into more things and more, yeah. You know, have it for us.
So did it happen over time?
I feel like the second she met me, she probably decided that we were going to be friends.
Yeah. But that's how I am.
That is how she is. I'm already knowing.
Who was going to be my friend. Yes. I don't know if that's toxic or not, y'all. I don't know if that's something, like, I need to, like, talk to my therapist about. Like, I don't know what that is. Because when I decide, yeah. Like, I've honed in, like, oh, mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah,
so I don't know.
And I think for me, it was, I feel like you have those associates or, you know, people that you're cool with at work. But it literally took her being who I am to everybody for mm-hmm. being like, wow, like, she's somebody I can call a sister or yeah. call a friend. Yeah. And it was, like, something as small as, like, I got, like, the little things on the door where it's, like, I'm in the office. I'm about to plan world domination. I'm in the conference room. And all of a sudden, I get there one day, and there was an arrow so that I could, instead of using a marker and messing up the lamination, mm-hmm. I could use the arrow and, you know, tape it where I needed it to be. And, like, she had laminated it. And I'm just like...
Yeah. That's
and
her.
Like, I thought you. And I'm like, tiny, minuscule things like that that yeah. just lets you know that you see me and that you're feeling a need, because I do that to so many people. It was just like, you my girl.
That's
you know?
Pretty dope. Yeah. Okay. So, okay.
Bonding so simple. Over elimination is crazy.
On brand for me. Leather brought some staples. A whole bunch of. What? A color printer.
Woo. So I feel like.
You got that color printer. I was like, well. Okay, we're bestie.
When you. Like, when you introduce yourself to somebody or they introduce yourself to them, I kind of feel like it's an immediate, oh, okay, maybe I have to be fake. Yeah. Or, oh, yeah, I can be real. It's not even, it's a vibe.
It's not even that. It's just, like, I feel like when it's forced,
yeah.
It's, like, it's more so, like, as an example, I'm not saying you did this.
Why are you looking at me?
I'm not saying you did this. I just want to be like, it's just like, hey, Anthony. This is such and such. He likes this. He likes that. He's like this. I'm like, yeah. Bro, get this man.
I do that to her all the time.
What's going on, bro? We got yeah. a date. Like, I'm yeah. very confused. Yeah, I do that.
Like, yeah, so he's an anime and you're an anime and people have tattoos.
Oh, my God. Like, oh, my there. God.
And then
yes.
they're just like yeah. Yeah.
She did that to my neighbor, actually.
Are y'all friends now?
No. I mean, we're associates. Yes.
Look at the star.
She did. Okay. Oh, we're not friends, but I mean.
She thought of me like, up to make you something.
Yeah. So she's a fellow truck driver. And so immediately, she's like, oh, you're a truck driver. Oh, she's so cool. Look. And then she's like, hey, come here.
It wasn't just that. It was like, she's a black girl, you're a black girl, y'all both truck drivers, y'all see each other all the time. Like, y'all see each other in the field all the time. And this person lives, like, directly. No, like, they drive trucks.
Yeah.
Like, the big trucks.
Yeah.
Do they have, she had, like, a normal car truck?
Yeah, she drives a normal car. But they're like, and then, like, I come outside one day and she's got the uniform on and I'm like, babe, is that the girl you was talking about? And she's like, oh, yeah, I think it is. And like, this truck driver chick lives directly across from us that you see out in the field yeah. all the time. Like, I should go rock and hit her house. And I'm like, that's no coincidence. Mm-hmm. Then, y'all are both Cowboy fans? Like,
I know, she did give me that star.
She gave her that star. She came home with that star. I said, and she was like, you quit trying to make me be friends. Quit doing it.
Because it has to happen naturally.
But I feel like you was fighting it tooth and nail. And she was only doing being like perfect every time.
I am team no new friends. I am. It takes a lot. I'm in my
40s. I got my 4 for the PlayStation.
Exactly. Exactly. I'm in my 40s. It's hard. I get it,
but I also feel like for certain people or certain situations, I'm not talking about you.
Why are you doing this thing?
For some people, because she knows you. She knows what you like. She mm-hmm. knows your vibe.
Yeah.
And so when you see somebody that emulates that, it's just like, dang, like, they could probably have a friendship.
Okay.
And so there have been times where I'm just like, gosh, if this is not Anthony that I'm talking to.
Right.
And somebody's just like, yes, because the butter crisp of the almond, da 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 da. And I'm like, the only person that talks about food like this is Anthony. Him and this guy will go head for head and literally just go back and forth, talking about food and be like, hey, you want to go to some baka 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 baka? And
yeah.
I don't know what baka baka is.
Right.
And so they're not taking that time. You know, he's not taking that time to get, you know, to know people. But he got one friend when we went on the cruise, and it was like within like 5 seconds, they were like, besties. He's like, yeah, he's going to be in the wedding. And then he's like, yeah, we totally are. And then I'm like, okay. And so, like, I get that it has to happen organically. And maybe they just need that little push, and, you know, they'll be open to it sometimes. But don't too much.
Even with Snoop, it wasn't even like you was put. It was like we sat there, and it was just like, hey, bro, like one piece. Yeah, like one piece. And then we were friends after that.
And I'm like,
yeah.
I want chicken too. And
but
like,
that's how it has to happen,
like,
though.
You had nothing to do with that, bro.
Yeah.
I
still brought to like, hey, this is so-and-so.
I definitely agree with him, though. It does have, it has to happen naturally. Please.
I was going
to
say another thing about that when it becomes hard is that after 30-plus years, 40-plus years, we all have these experiences with people that may look like somebody else that we are being met. Let me start over. Let's say you meet somebody and they're with your friend.
Mm-hmm.
But that person looks or maybe acts like somebody else that may have did you harm.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like a lot of us, we put people in this category just because somebody else that may look like them have been a part of the same city that they're from, organization, college, whatever else.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden it's just like, I don't really care for her type. And
they are
no longer allowing themselves to meet a good person because that person has been put in a category with somebody that they don't even know.
That makes sense.
Or friend hurt.
That makes sense.
I think we have a lot of best friend hurt too, right? Where it's like, no, I already let somebody in. They shattered my heart.
Mm.
I don't want to let anybody else in to shatter my heart. Like, stay over there, arm's length, and like, we'll be a friend from a distance. When I come out of my house and you come out of your house at the same time, let's both wave. And then I get in my car and go to work, and you get in your car and go to work. Don't ask me, did I watch the game? Because you know I watched the game. Because you watched the game. And now we got to have a whole conversation about me. And I'm really going to start liking you again. So just wave at me. And I'm going to wave at you. And let's go our own separate ways so that I don't open up myself to possibly getting hurt by a friend again.
Now I feel like I need therapy because of this. Because that's exactly what I'd be saying to myself. I'm like, hello.
How does this, like, in
all right, I'm going to work, you go to work.
Like, how does this end? I feel like there's been a few people that I've, like, gotten close with over the years. I feel like I said that with you. Like, I was just like, well, how is this going to end?
Yeah.
And another person I've grown close with at the place that I frequent downtown, and we're like this. And in my head, because I've been hurt, or maybe I've been hurt.
Yeah.
You know, I've hurt people. It's not, I'm not always, you know, the innocent one.
Yeah.
But it's just like, well, how is this going to end? And that's something that we have to break through.
I think so.
Yeah. I don't think we're going to end.
That's crazy.
I don't think about it like that, though. Like, that's just me.
Oh,
like,
she didn't leave me hanging.
That's very strange. I'm sorry.
20 minutes later. It's like this for like half the show.
Oh, man. But, I mean, I don't think about it like that. Like, even me, like, me and my friends, we do stuff. Like, I told one of my friends, I said, oh, bro, at the funeral, bro, you got to come. The dress is the Grim Reaper. You got to sit in the front row. That's how we're talking, bro. We're not talking about, oh, when it ends, when we're going to fight and stuff like
that.
Yeah. Nah, bro, I need you to show up this day and do this on this day.
That's pretty dope.
We talked about being in each other's ways when we was going and all that stuff. Like, niggas young, bro. So, you feel me? Like, I got my friends and we locked in. Do I occasionally make a new friend? Yeah. It's just never the same.
Yeah.
And I don't like treating people differently because of that. That
yeah.
makes sense.
I think it's just different for men, though, because y'all aren't as emotional as us. It's like, girl, you ain't texting me back.
Yeah, it's like, I hate you. And we can never.
Like, why didn't you text me back?
Guys, y'all can, like, fist fight, and the next day,
God. Like the dudes in Puerto Rico. Like, they hold live. Fist fought, one of them fell on barbed wire. They had to rush one of them to the hospital. Like, they hated each other. The next day, they was like, kumbaya, I'm buying each other bottles. Like, what's up, dude? We good? Like, baby, let me tell you, if I fought somebody and she pushed me on some barbed wire and I'm out of town, needing to wear my... honey, we never talking again. Matter of fact, when I get back to Greensboro, I'm calling my cousins. We gonna see about you. Like, what?
Yeah.
Like, guys are just different. Yeah. Like, y'all approach things differently. Y'all approach things, like, I don't know, with like, just this. Like, we approach things with our heart and our emotions. Like, when I knew that Kelly was going to be, like, my one, Mm-hmm. Was when we was able to sit in my office with the door closed and cry.
Yeah.
We
whispering.
Yes.
It's always about the cry.
It is.
Like when we was at work crying together, like real quiet. Like I knew. I was like, oh yeah, this is it. I'm good. Like I feel safe. And I have actually messaged her and said, like, you're one of my people. You make me feel safe. And I think for women, like, that's really important
that
for
is important.
Us. Like, y'all, like, I don't expect men to be like, what up, bro? You make me feel safe, my guy. Because yeah. I'm going to be like,
I feel like they're thinking. I feel like y'all are thinking it,
but
maybe.
Y'all not
thinking. I'm not even going to say that. Because me and my, like, it's like with certain people, I'm like that. You feel me? Like, I got my best friend. It's like, I can sit there and talk to my friend Desmond about anything and say, yo, thank you, bro, for listening.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Even my little brother, it's like, I told my little brother, like, yo, call me if you just need to talk. Like, you feel me? Anything, just let it out, stuff like that. It does not matter. Like, whatever you tell me, like, I'm like a lockbox. I won't tell nobody.
That's what's up.
It's mm-hmm. between me a and you. Box. Whatever it is, bro, we good, bro. We locked in. You my bro, you feel me?
Like, yeah.
And it's never been like a situation like my... I ain't gonna put that out there, bro.
You yeah, no, yeah. Got
you.
You
feel me? But it's just, no, it's not.
No, don't.
But it's just like, you know, it's been some personal things I've been told, you feel know I me? Mean? And it's just like, it's been people that literally been on the other end of that phone crying and stuff like that. And it's like, bro, I got you, bro. You ain't gotta worry about me telling nobody nothing ever. And it's just like, we good about that, bro.
And I think that's really awesome. And I just feel like it I think it's the same, maybe. It's just expressed different.
Yeah.
As far as, you know, men and women. But go ahead.
Let's tap in on some of these comments.
Okay.
So, Danielle, she says, she makes friends very easily, and I believe that. She is such a social butterfly.
Yeah.
Vanessa says, although I have great people in my life I call friends, I'm always interested in meeting new people. Oh, that's good. Miss Faith says, I'm just real at all times, you like it or not. And I know that's the truth.
Yes, you are, Miss
Faith.
You
like me or not, and I can be raw and real, baby. Yes,
and
you
I'm
can,
telling
baby.
You, you always going to have a special place in my
right
heart, Miss Faith.
I'm trying to tell you. And then Miss Faye said, so you all have a great evening. I love you all.
Ooh. Is that our Miss Faye?
Yeah, that's our Miss Faye.
Okay. She be tapping in and tapping right back out.
Yep. Oh, please don't.
What you have?
Okay. And then Miss Natty Faye. Okay, Natty Faye. I love that.
I do too.
Said, friendships are important, but boundaries within those friendships, talk about it, will help us sustain the relationship. Mm-hmm. Some people do too much.
Yes.
So it can be cringy if you don't vibe. Yes.
Oh,
Miss Natty Faye, send me your friend request.
So that just, you know, that I was like, yeah, me and my best friend, we've been best friends for all these years, for so many years. But I'm already knowing if this happens, I don't expect, you know, for her to be this way in that situation.
Mm-hmm.
And if you go in expecting those things and you know them and you got to know them, that you know that they're not going to be what you would be to them, as far as, because if you go into a friendship expecting you out of your friendship,
that part,
then it's not gonna last, because everybody is different and they see the world different.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think friendship will last longer if your expectation is just, you know, you know what your expectation is.
Right.
Like that.
Yeah, I kind of like approach my life like that. It's just like, you just love people for who they are.
Yeah.
You don't have expectations of them. You don't expect things from them. It's just
right.
Like, bro, we my peoples, bro.
Yep.
I love you no matter what.
Yeah.
Just don't hurt nobody. We good.
Exactly.
And I think the family likes Kelly over here. They said, when is the wedding, Anthony?
Oh.
First, here on Context, Combos and Cocktails.
And there it is.
And that's how I know, because that's my signature saying. That's how I know. But go ahead. Loyalty and integrity, that's what I'm talking about.
We are playing. look, I got it right here. I'm like,
this is the moment. This
yeah. So we're not going to get that answer right now.
Okay, here we go.
Oh. This is a this or that.
Okay, come on, this or that.
Text or call.
If you need me, call me. If you just want to talk, I'll get back to you. Like, is it really that simple? I don't look at my phone. Like, I can't. Like, If you're not sending me a funny message, bro, I don't even want to know about it.
Let me tell you something.
This is very important.
I'm a caller.
Yeah.
I am. I really, especially in an emergency where you need, I need to get something to you right now. Mm-hmm. I'm going to call you. Mm-hmm. Hey, this is what I need right this second. If I'm just, you know, saying something out of the blue, or I'm sending a funny meme, or I'm sending a video off TikTok or something like that, I'll text you. But if I need to get to you right this second, I'm going to call you. It's faster to me. And I be telling her this all the time. I be like, just call him. Call him. And yeah.
So listen, my job consists of me talking to people. Sometimes I start at 7 a.m. talking to people. Some of my clients are virtual. I am talking to people.
Not texter.
And talking to people. So if I can just shoot you a quick text, I can shoot you a quick email. That takes a load off of me because my nervous system is towed out the frame. After I've been talking, sometimes I love when I get off work and my wife is not home yet because I don't have to talk. I can sit in the corner of my couch and turn on my Uno. I play Uno. You know, y'all play Uno at me, you know what I'm saying? I play Uno and I sit in the corner of my couch and I like don't say a word for hours. Mm-hmm. And sometimes she'll come home and she'll be like, oh, you got like, you're so irritated with me. No, it ain't you, it's the world. I'm irritated with everybody. Like I am overstimulated. Right, I just want to, whew, before I start talking again.
Can we normalize contact preferences from now on?
Yes. Can we?
Like,
can
we? My name is Camille.
This person needs to call. This person needs to text.
It's like, I need 15 to 30 business days to get back to you if you text me. If you call me, I will answer right then and there. I rarely miss calls. But if you need me to respond to a text, nah, I can't do it. You gotta get back to me.
He said 15 to 30 days.
I think I got like 500 unread text messages on my phone right now.
Yes.
I'm just here that.
And it's just like, bro, just.
My inbox on Facebook is even worse because we're constantly getting messages. I'm in all of these group messages and this and that. People are constantly sending me stuff. Hey, can you make me a shirt for this? Can you make me a shirt for that? Can you make me a shirt for this? And I always tell people, like, if you send me a message and I don't answer you, like, right back or the next day, send me another one. If I don't answer you again, send me another one, because there are people who are sending me another one, sending me another one, sending me another one, and will push your message all the way down to the bottom.
And that's why
so
I'm going to call you.
So I never see your message because my inbox, let me tell y'all, there's this meme going around on Facebook that says, like, people who keep their phone constantly on silent constantly on silent, like, are done with the world. Like, my phone is always on silent, not vibrate.
It is.
It is always on silent. My phone does not make a noise.
Wait,
not a peep.
Silent?
It is.
Silence. Oh, nah.
And it's so frustrating when we're trying to find her phone when she's lost it.
It don't make a peep.
Nah.
My phone does not make noise. Because the noise from my phone literally drives me insane. And I have tried to, like, because that's how much it goes off. Mm-hmm. And I've tried to, like, do soothing sounds, and oh, I'm gonna use this. The hurts of this frequency, and I'm gonna enjoy when my phone makes a noise, and I don't. Whatever it is, irritates me instantly. And I'm gonna tell y'all what else I hate: group text messages.
Oh, that,
yeah,
yes.
Don't put me in a group chat, please.
Please, God. Please, God.
If it's something that is important that I need to be a part of, I'm in there.
If you
put me in a group text on my phone to invite me to your live Bible study every week, and you got Sister So-and-so coming on there talking about, who is this? Who number is this? Every week? Listen, that's how you get blocked.
And it's not just the group text messages. One, it's fine. Two, okay. But when it's five, it's too much.
When it's 20.
It's a different group text message every week, bro.
Yeah.
Man, don't let them go back to the old one, bro.
Yeah, I know. When somebody finds the old group message, send something to. Oh, my. Like, what just happened right now?
Thanks for listening to another episode of Context Combos and Cocktails. You can join in on the conversation every Sunday afternoon at 3 p.m. live on Facebook Live.